cargo shipments in and out of Anchorage's Ted Stevens International Airport are down, and that's not helping as the city deals with a budget shortfall. APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Asian-bound cargo planes are a familiar sight over the skies of Anchorage, but now a global economic slump is hitting Alaska's air freight hubs. Once one of the largest cargo transfer points in the U.S., Anchorage is beginning to feel the pinch.
We've also seen the ranking of Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport go from third in the world in 2007 for total volume going through the airport. It's now moved down to fifth position in the world.
Bill Popp is director of Anchorage's Economic Development Corporation.
You know, you've got a couple of things going on at the airport with declines in both passenger and freight volume. We've seen a marked decrease in passenger volume at Anchorage International. Based on their reports, it's down about 10% between January and May of this year compared to the same period in 2008. When it comes to cargo, that decrease has been more substantial. For the first 5 months of 2009, there has been a 35% reduction in the total weight of all air cargo moving through Anchorage International.
The slowdown in cargo is a direct reflection of the national and global recession. It has reduced the number of takeoffs and landings at Ted Stevens International. The airport is operated by the state of Alaska, and landing fees are paid to the state. But Anchorage feels the impact in cargo reductions in airport employment, Pop says.
We've lost about 120 jobs so far this year compared to the same period last year in the category of air transportation. That's inclusive of large carriers such as FedEx. It's not a dramatic decline, but it is still a noticeable decline in employment at the airport for the first 6 months of 2009.
Total tonnage being shipped through the port of Anchorage is down, too. A slowdown in the sale of new cars is partially to blame for the reduction in surface shipping, Pop says. Meanwhile, the Tacoma News Tribune reports that domestic shipments to Alaska from Seattle's SeaTac Airport are dropping, too. That means reduced income for cargo shipping companies like Linden Transport or Totem Ocean Trailer Express. On a brighter note, state economist Neil Fried says Alaska is not in bad shape compared to other states. Unemployment here is 8.4%, and that's below the national average.
When we compare ourselves with the same period a year ago, our employment is down slightly, but you know that's sort of the operative word. Our employment is down slightly, whereas the nation's employment is down, you know, very dramatically. You know, ours is down by less than 0.5%. Theirs is down by over 4%.
It seems a contradiction that cargo is down while new big box stores are moving to Anchorage. Fried hints at another new target coming in, too. But he says decisions made by national companies to locate in Anchorage were made years before the economic slump took hold.
But what's happening, both domestic and international cargo, is just simply a reflection, really, of the national and, you know, the international scope of this recession. I mean, it's a very broad recession.
But Pop says Anchorage, at least, is holding its own against a down economy.
So we have cargo coming through from China, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and points in between. It's a very, very large volume of cargo coming through Anchorage International. And quite honestly, even with the downturn that we are currently facing, that business has been one of the reasons we have not felt as heavy of an impact from the national recession, just because of the jobs that that air cargo industry has created in the Anchorage economy over the last 10 years.
Pop plans to release new city economic figures on Wednesday. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.